Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now all across the state of Nevada, where they've had snow in northern Nevada, blustery, rainy weather here in southern Nevada, another blustery day here in southern Nevada. Again, it's nothing compared to what they've had back east. And it's probably headed back east for all we know. Great to have you with us. Tonight, of course, the State of the Union. And with a preview, let's check in with our friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. Megan, what do you expect from the president tonight?
Well, what we know we can expect is that there will be three generations of families representing the Davids. And the Davids were the 80-year-old Nevada couple. He was the former president of the Reno Rodeo. They were shot in cold blood after they were burglarized no less than three times by a 19-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador. They both resided in Reno, and those murders were after two other murders of two women by the same suspect, the 19-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador. And these murders occurred, Kevin, just a couple weeks ago, and all four murders happened within 6 days, and there was a suspicion, an early suspicion, that there was a serial murder on the loose. And they ended up catching the guy. Douglas County Sheriff or Carson City Sheriff ended up capturing the guy. They tailed the guy because he started pawning some of the items that he had taken from a variety of those homes.
Wow.
So I'm very glad to see that Nevada, unfortunately, will be present at the State of the Union for all the wrong reasons, because these murders should have never happened, because illegal aliens have absolutely no right to be here, nor do they deserve any protection or any taxpayer dollars that the Democrats force us through a variety of different legislations to provide for them, or a variety of different unconstitutional sanctions that provide them comfort, safety, security, health care, education, immigration lawyers. You know, the Democrats right now are pushing for an Obama-era policy that reinstates taxpayer-funded dollars to provide illegal aliens who cross our border with education, health care, welfare, attorneys, and yet we have four dead Americans in Nevada, from northern Nevada. You know, two of those women were from Gardnerville, Kevin, and I know you and I have both been up there. Gardnerville is a very rural area. They had not had a murder in 2 years, and they only had one murder in 2 years ago. So two murders in one day rocked that community.
And you know what is absolutely amazing? The fake news media has all but ignored.
Yes.
I mean, if this were some school in Connecticut, man, this would be front page news. You know, if there was some gun crime, but God forbid, you know, something like this, they just ignore it. By the way, just a quick piece of weather news: I-80 is closed west of Reno again today. Caltrans working to clear the highway, so just be careful as you move about the area. The name that I'm going to have the most fun with coming up tonight is young Joshua Trump, a sixth grader who, as the White House explains, quote, has been bullied in school due to his last name. Is that wild?
Well, I think it's par for the course. You know, when you look at how the Democrats have maligned not only this administration and his cabinet, et cetera, and he himself and his family, that filters over onto Trump supporters. And this is what I had been warning in the campaign. You know, you can hate Trump all you want, but when you start insulting his supporters, you're insulting the American people, and this is going to cause divide. They have gone as far to basically criminalize Trump supporters. They've referred to the red Make America Great Again hat as a modern-day swastika, and they've criminalized and demonized and maligned Trump supporters by these types of bullying fascist tactics. And this obviously drips down all the way to grade school. What kids hear, they normally mimic. And so the party of no hate and the tolerant progressive left has turned into everything they despise.
Let me ask you, because obviously the White House is trying to paint tonight's State of the Union address as inclusionary, a unity speech, trying to bring America together. How do you try and bring America together when one half of America wants no part of you and wants no part of coming together?
Well, yeah. I mean, how do you bring the Democrats to the table when they're calling you a Nazi?
A racist, too.
Right. Or Hitler. So, you know, that's all good and probably sits well with many of the moderate Republicans, or maybe Mick Mulvaney is writing part of that speech. But I'm really hoping that Stephen Miller writes the majority of this speech, because we need red meat. I hope he turns it into much like a speech he would give. Even his last State of the Union speech was excellent, even though Democrats didn't show up, or many Democrats. It needs to be red meat, and I hope that it centers specifically around the horrors of illegal immigration, and I hope that he defines illegal immigration, because what the Democrats are doing right now is simply conflating illegal immigration with immigration in order to paint the president as a racist. And we have to remind the audience and everybody else is that illegal immigration is not a race, it's a crime. And it costs us hundreds of billions of dollars a year, which that money could then be used for all of our citizens who are living on the streets, who are lacking education, all of our veterans who are lacking care, or all of our homeless veterans. I mean, in Nevada alone, we spent $900 million on illegal aliens education, and we are still 48th, I guess, in the country, or 45th in the country in education. You know, $900 million could have been really well spent on citizen children, those that speak English, as well as the teachers. And so this illegal immigration issue is the issue of our time, because it's impacting our financial, as well as our financial pocketbook, as well as the fabric of our country. These people are not, they're breaking our laws immediately when they illegally cross our border, and they're not assimilating. You know, it's up to us to teach them English. It's up to us to provide them education. It's up to us to provide them health care. It's up to us to incarcerate them if they get in trouble. It's up to us to bury our loved ones should one like Martinez Guzman up in northern Nevada decide to go on a killing spree and murder four of our neighbors.
Again, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC joining us. Coming up, we're going to talk about Governor Ralph Northam. He is still, believe it or not, the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. It is an absolutely stunning example of a double standard. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course, that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now for a Tuesday. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC joining us. You've been following, as we all have, Megan, the sad saga known as Ralph Northam, who is, by the way, last time I checked, still the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. But the one thing it did point out is that at least in the Democrat Party, the double standard out there, you can be for infanticide and nobody will call for your ouster. You paint a blackface on yourself at the age of 25, 26 years old, 24 years old, and all of a sudden you've got to resign. What a crude double standard that is. You can kill not just the unborn, but the born. And that's okay, I guess.
Right. And this is, you know, as the Washington Post had bought a $5 million commercial to remind us that democracy dies in darkness, so does hypocrisy. Hypocrisy dies in darkness. And this just shows you what the Democrats want to talk about and what they don't want to talk about. They need to keep the racism charge alive because that is their default position. Any high school student, any college student, any grade school student is not safe if they said something at the time they said something and it's found on social media 30 years later. But they are safe if 30 years later they advocate for the murder of the born and the unborn. And so this is what the Democrats don't want to talk about. They don't want to talk about infanticide. They even voted down John Thune's bill in the chamber today, I believe it was, or yesterday, to protect the life of children who are born. So how does this sliding scale look then now, perhaps 10 years when the Democrats have power? There are some eugenicists that say you would kill a two-year-old. And so this eugenicism is rank and thick in the Democrat Party. It always has been. You and I, or at least I know I have, for as long as I've been pro-life, which has been close to 20 years, if not more, I constantly warned that we are sliding very quickly from the first trimester to abortion on demand. As soon as we saw the incrementalism of the progressives, as they like to call themselves, well, they're progressively getting more sick and they're progressively getting more twisted. And I'm quite tired of the argument by their supporters that's saying, no, you can't kill a born baby right out. Yes, you can. According to the bills that are on the table, yes, you can, because health is a very broad definition. Health does not mean the physical health of the mother. It could mean the financial health of the mother. It could be the mental health of the mother. And inside the delivery room, you're only having an OBGYN. You don't have your money manager standing in there deciding whether or not the woman's financially healthy to have the baby. You don't have a psychiatrist or a psychologist standing in the delivery room when, you know, giving his diagnosis on whether the mother is mentally fit to have a baby. So, yes. Infanticide is real, no matter how the Democrats want to run away from it. We can see it in the bills that they craft and that they pass, like in the state of New York. God help them.
Well, and I was talking to Melissa Clement, the president of Nevada Right to Life, late last week. And one of the things we talked about is we have the foggiest idea how extreme this new 80th Nevada legislature will go on abortion. But are they going to look at Virginia? Are they going to be looking at New York? And will we see that kind of infanticide legislation right here in Nevada? By the way, just for the record, it was Ben Sasse's bill last night, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. He sought unanimous consent to get 100 U.S. senators on record supporting this bill, and the Democrats objected.
Okay, thank you. I saw John Thune comment it, so I thought it was his bill, but thank you. I believe that we can, yes, because if we think that the California or the New York legislature is radical, or Virginia Commonwealth Democrat is radical, they are mainstream now. They have brought this issue to the mainstream within the Democrat Party. So yes, there are no moderate Democrats that I can find anymore, and many of the moderate Democrats that I knew have abandoned the party. If you talk to anybody around here that has gone to the Clark County GOP meetings or other Republican meetings, they are filling up the place because the Democrats have gone so extraordinarily left that they're fighting on who wants to be a bigger communist. And so that does not, this abortion issue, why the Democrats don't want to talk about it, not only because it's grotesque and inhumane and depraved, they don't want to talk about it because a majority, close to 80% of Americans, do not believe that abortion should be done after the first trimester. And so they might mainstream this issue within their own power structure, within their own states that they control. But when they try to sell this issue to the American people, it doesn't sell.
By the way, one other story that we've been following relative to Ralph Northam. Now you've got the lieutenant governor who would succeed Ralph Northam if he steps down. A guy by the name of Justin Fairfax appeared to suggest yesterday that supporters of Northam may be trying to push a false story about him sexually assaulting a woman to block him from becoming the next governor of the state. Now remember, if you go back to the Kavanaugh hearings, we must believe these women. We must believe them. Their stories must be true. But yet now all of a sudden we're getting parsed words from the Fairfax camp and for people supporting the lieutenant governor. It's just disgusting. I mean, it just smells, you know?
Well, it does smell. And the fact that the Washington Post didn't run with this story when it was actually dropped on their laps, that they could have run with another Me Too story. But of course, because Fairfax is a Democrat, the story was dropped. They said they couldn't corroborate it because Fairfax and his victim gave two conflicting stories. Yet they ran with Christine Blasey Ford and all of the other accusers that came out of Kavanaugh when they came out 30 years later. They couldn't remember the time, the date, the place, who was at the party, who were at the parties. They couldn't remember anything at all about anything, except it was definitely Kavanaugh.
Wow.
The Washington Post ran with all of that hearsay, anecdotal evidence. But when a woman remembers something from 13 years ago, remembers the time, the place, all the details about this alleged sexual assault, yet she does not corroborate her story with her accuser's defense, then the Washington Post doesn't run it. Again, hypocrisy dies in darkness. Democracy doesn't necessarily die in darkness. But when you bury the truth, like the Washington Post did and like the Democrats do, where is the Me Too movement? Again, yeah. I asked this with Keith Ellison. Is it because the guy is a black Democrat, or is it just because he's a Democrat?
There you go.
Which is it?
Hey, Megan, always good. We'll talk again next week. Have a great week, okay?
You too. Thanks, Kevin.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, and Red Wave America PAC. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
/790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Jim Moran is a former congressman from the Commonwealth of Virginia. He has been a leader in Virginia politics for decades. And he made an impassioned plea last night. Where was this? With Anderson Cooper on CNN. And I want you to listen And this is just bizarre. Jim Moran asking for some understanding and more information on Ralph Northam. This is a little bizarre because normally the Democrats are knee-jerk reaction. The guy's got to go. Reuben Kiewen, the guy's got to go. We've done that here locally. Well, Jim Moran, the former congressman, was on with Anderson Cooper and says that they need more information. Here it is.
It all seems indefensible. But there have been a series of these public shamings where we go into a kind of a frenzy and we chew up and spit out the targets of our righteous indignation, and then we retreat into our, you know, corners where we're ideologically comfortable, and it just contributes to more tribalism. I think that if all these facts are the case, that Governor Northam will resign. But I do object to what may be somewhat of a rush to judgment. There are some things that just don't match who he is. And I think there are some facts that can be ascertained with sufficient time. We can find out who was in that picture. We can find out how the picture got in that yearbook. And so before we subject somebody at that high in office to resignation, which basically is the political death penalty, right, which means that all of his great-grandchildren, all the Northams for generations to come, are going to know of Governor Northam as somebody who had to resign out of racist.
Does it make sense that he came forward on Friday night in two public statements saying, yes, indeed, that it was me in the photo? I mean, he said it in a written statement, and then he made a video saying it was him and apologizing for that. And then once there was a huge backlash and all these calls Friday night for him to resign, he suddenly came up with this other story that it wasn't him, and he only did a little bit of blackface once later on.
Do you buy that? It's a very good question to be asking, obviously. But, you know, I know that when you get ambushed with something that is just shocking, your staff will immediately say, apologize, apologize. And you say, but, the facts don't matter. Get out there and apologize as profusely as you can. And then by the end of the day, you actually get an opportunity to read the alleged statement or look at the photo or whatever. And you say, well, wait a minute, that isn't me.
Right.
I apologize for something that may not be true. So we have time. We have time to basically sentence this person to the political death penalty. I think we ought to get all of the facts on the table so that they everybody agrees these are the facts.
That is former Congressman Jim Moran of Virginia. But that's not all there is to this story. Now we've got a report out yesterday that the lieutenant governor, an African-American, may have been guilty of sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. The lieutenant governor would succeed Northam if Northam leaves office. The gentleman in question is Justin Fairfax. He's a lieutenant governor. He said, quote, does anybody think it's any coincidence that on the eve of potentially my being elevated, that's when the smear comes out? When asked if the Northam team was behind it, he refused to comment. Fairfax later denied he was pointing the finger at the governor's camp. Now, let's go to Larry Elder. He's a guy that, believe it or not, earlier in my career, I was his, I don't know, protege. I was his fill-in host on KABC, Los Angeles. Larry Elder, for a long time, an afternoon drive host in Los Angeles, But Larry Elder's now on Salem Radio, and he was on with Hannity last night, and he talked of double standards. You know, something that Democrats are famous for. But the double standard involved in dealing with the Virginia lieutenant governor, who now everybody's saying we need more information. With the Kavanaugh hearings, it was, you know, pretty clear. We must believe these women. Now, oh, you can't believe these women. Okay. Here is Larry Elder last night, cut six. Last night with Sean Hannity on Fox News Channel.
What immediately we know is they want to bludgeon Trump. And in that case, they wanted to bludgeon Justice Kavanaugh. But those that said, I believe, without any knowledge, those people now should come out. They have a duty now to be consistent and come out and say they believe these sexual assault allegations. Larry, should they also believe, look at the issue of race in the history of the Democratic Party when it is a Democrat? Is there a double standard?
Of course, to my knowledge, Bill Clinton was only asked by one about the allegation that he raped Juanita Broderick. And that national reporter was Sam Donaldson. And Clinton just referred him to his lawyer. To my knowledge, Clinton has never been point blank asked about that allegation by a reporter. Hillary Clinton has never been asked about the allegation that Juanita Broderick claims that Hillary verbally intimidated her 2 weeks after the alleged rape. Double standard, selective outrage and hypocrisy is a coin of the realm if you're a Democrat. What about when Hillary allegedly referred to her husband's former campaign manager, Paul Fry, as an effing Jew bastard? That was 1974, 10 years before the yearbook controversy. And that same year, by the way, Jesse Jackson, recall, referred to Jews as Jaime and New York as Jaime Town. He apologized and all has been forgotten. Talk about double standards.
I love that. And once again, it is the Democrats. And maybe, I don't know, maybe the president will mention that tonight. The Democrats guilty of a huge double standard. Hypocrisy. I mean, you just look at the way they treated Brett Kavanaugh, now Justice Kavanaugh, and how they're dealing with Justin Fairfax in Virginia, the lieutenant governor. Huge. Double standard. And by the way, we're talking about 2004, not 30 years ago. 2004. We're going to see what you think. And in fact, you know what I'm going to open up our phone lines for our next segment. And if you, and in particular to my Democrat friends, are they asking for something more for Justin Fairfax than we got relative to Brett Kavanaugh? And by the way, Brett Kavanaugh did not have, I mean, they lined up like 50 women that had worked for Kavanaugh, and they said the guy's a prince. The guy's wonderful. But yet, we have to believe these women. Christine Blasey Ford, we have to believe her. We just have to believe her. Now, this woman that has come forward accusing Justin Fairfax, should she be believed? That's the question. You want to join us? You can. I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
By the way, it is a star-studded cast today. You've already heard from Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. John Zarpalis will join us in just a few minutes, about 10 o'clock. He is the president of NPRI, Nevada Policy, or Nevada Policy Research Institute. Choose your poison there. He'll be speaking at the Nevada Republican Men's Club a little bit later on this morning. And he's a great speaker. And he has a great message, and he'll be just down the street at the Nevada Republican Men's Club. Also, Ronna McDaniel is going to join us. Ronna is the chair of the Republican National Committee. She will preview the speech tonight by the President of the United States. It's interesting, you know, when we talk about race. And it's interesting how different sometimes it is when you have Republican women versus Democrat women. Mia Love is a former Republican congresswoman. She lost her race this year, or last year, actually. And she is now a CNN talking head. I want to go to cut three because she agrees with somebody as liberal as Angela Rye, formerly of the Congressional Black Caucus. But listen to Mia Love, the former congressman on CNN last night, relative to the Ralph Northam defense.
That everyone needs to bind together and say, we are not accepting this. I've got friends in the Congressional Black Caucus that are saying this is absolutely unacceptable. This is not, he should resign. I was already upset with him because of his abortion policies, the third trimester of policies. To me, the problem that this governor has is contempt. He has no value for human life. He has no value for people of diversity, of people of color, because what he should have done is own what he did. And I think it would have been over. He could have said, hey, I was 25. My brain wasn't fully developed yet. I don't know. Apologize. Do something. But the fact that he's saying, okay, I'm apologizing, and then comes back and says, well, I'm not really sure if that was me. It's pretty significant. That's a significant picture to not realize whether that's you in the picture or not.
Now, the talking heads on cable news, you understand where they're coming from. But I thought Sean Hannity last night did a really nice job of framing this Democrat double standard on Ralph Northam. You know, the idea that you can keep your job if you want to kill the unborn and the born. If you want to kill babies that are in their what I would call the fourth trimester, they're actually born. Apparently, you can do that, but paint yourself up in blackface, and all of a sudden, that is the death penalty. Here's Sean Hannity last night talking about Dems using that huge double standard when dealing with the Virginia Lieutenant Governor. This is, for those of you that have not been following this in the last 12 hours, Justin Fairfax is the Lieutenant Governor. He would succeed Ralph Northam, but now there's a sex scandal involving Justin Fairfax. Sean Hannity talks about that, shall we say, double standard.
Now, sadly, in addition to race, Democrats are also actively exploiting the Me Too movement for political gain. We saw a prime example recently during the Kavanaugh confirmation process. Democrats using uncorroborated, unsubstantiated claims of past sexual misconduct going back to high school, remember, including untrue, wild accusations of nearly weekly gang rapes and drugging young girls. Why? To oppose Kavanaugh's confirmation. They said, all women are to be believed. No one gets due process. No one gets the presumption of innocence. Guilty as charged. Remember this.
Not only do women like Dr. Ford, who bravely comes forward, need to be heard, but they need to be believed. They need to be believed. I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing.
Let me just say right at the outset, I believe Dr. Ford, I believe the survivor here.
I believe her. I stand with her. And
do you hope
I
she shows
she,
up on Monday? Do you hope that she testifies?
I don't think she should be bullied into this scenario.
I believe her.
I believe Professor Ford. I think she's credible.
Uh-oh. Democrats now have a very serious Me Too problem themselves. I want to see how many of those very same Democrats will now say, I believe. Why? The Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, Justin Fairfax, who many Democrats want to replace Northam if he resigns, well, he's facing tonight a serious charge of serious sexual misconduct. Earlier today, he finally responded, called the encounter consensual. Now, we're going to be consistent. We're not going to rush to judgment. We never do. Due process, presumption of innocence, even Avenatti. Remember those charges? We waited, the very thing he didn't give Judge Kavanaugh. Turns out he was cleared of those allegations. That's not the standard, though, of the Democratic Party. I believe, without any real evidence, any even hearing from somebody, aren't all claims supposed to now be believed first? Isn't this now a disqualifier for office for the lieutenant governor? Are Democrats now going to call for the lieutenant governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia to resign? I'm not holding my breath. You're now going to watch a looming double standard, pure hypocrisy play out in real time. By the way, where's Kamala Harris tonight? Where's Gillibrand, Blumenthal, Feinstein? Their silence is deafening.
It is. And yet we've got a constitutional office holder in the Commonwealth of Virginia who is being accused of sexual assault back in 2004. This wasn't in the 1980s. This is like a more recent vintage. And yet all we hear from the Democrats are, well, we need more information. What happened to you gotta believe? What happened to you must believe this woman who has come forward bravely? You can't have it both ways. I'm sorry, but you can't. Coming up, we'll talk about this and a whole lot more. We'll talk about the beginning. Yesterday was day one of 120 days, the 80th Nevada legislature. How radical will they be? Could we end up with abortion bills similar to that of Virginia and New York? New York's already signed it into law. The Governor Cuomo won. Is it possible we could end up with similar legislation? And there's nothing to stop the Democrats from doing it. There's nothing. As long as there's not a tax attached to it. You keep it tax-free, you can pass just about anything you want. And by the way, you got a governor that'll probably sign it. Coming up, John Zarpalis, our good buddy from NPRI, he does a column every Friday. Kind of wraps up the week, which is really, really good reading. If you get a chance, you ought to check it out. Stick around. Lots more to do. One of the things we're going to talk about with John Zarpalis is what he expects from the State of the Union. And I'll be honest with you, I think there could be a surprise or two. We do know that 6-year-old who has been bullied, a young person by the name of Justin Trump, is being bullied at a school because of his last name. I'll bet you he'll get a visit to the Oval Office. Stick around, more to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It's blustery. Northern Nevada, Southern Nevada, it is blustery. Be careful out there. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.